Hello and welcome to 411 Mania's Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of March 10th, 2008. And I guess this is going to be most remembered as the week of Smash Brothers.
Woo!
It doesn't come off as very sincere.
But it is.
Okay, but we'll get into that a little bit later. First, we got to run down the news. Then we'll go to the best ever. We'll be Smash Brothers Brawl related. Then we're going to get to our weekend game. We'll talk about Smash Brothers some more.
Yep.
Of course. Then we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases, the weekly game releases, 4-on-1 on 4-on-1 Mania, and all that stuff. Don't motion to me to hold my mic closer.
Well, you're like down here.
Well, it's relaxed. Maybe you
doesn't
stop.
Matter. He can't hear you.
Well, if you got me a mic stand, and I didn't have to hold this thing in front of my mouth all the time. Okay.
Well, maybe you want to buy some of the equipment for a change.
I got our hosting, okay?
No, you don't. I do.
No, not that hosting.
Oh.
Go ahead. Go on.
All right.
News.
Okay, so last week we reported on Daytel's release of the Freeloader for Wii.
Is this our top story?
It's chronological. So, anyway, we question whether or not firmware would not just wipe this out, and Daytel had something to say on the matter. They said, "We can confirm that on every occasion that the product is used when the disc is inserted in the console, that it allows the usage of any imported Wii game disc and disables the console from being able to update its firmware. If the disc is removed after being inserted and reinserted, this will again enable the console to update its firmware, but still allow the usage of any imported Wii game disc." I really don't get it. How this exactly works, but I guess they're saying it'll be fine.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
So the Indiana Jones original trilogy is being repackaged in DVD in May to coincide with the release of the fourth film, and they will also include a demo of Lego Indiana Jones for an unknown platform.
Now, didn't they do this with Star Wars somehow?
Yeah, Lego Star Wars. No, it was Xbox.
Oh, okay, well, it'll probably be that. But I wonder what's going to be in this new DVD release, because...
Yeah, I wonder if it's different, if it's just a repackage of the existing ones.
Yeah. Well, remember, not too long after they did that Star Wars release, they did another one.
Yeah, that was because it was the untouched trilogies.
Which everyone wanted.
Yeah.
I hope you're all happy. But, is there going to be, like, a high-def version coming out?
That would be good, and that would probably have a PS3 demo.
I'd be over that. I'm not going to buy one DVD again.
Yeah, I'd get him, the Blu-ray, certainly.
Right. I just watched Temple of Doom for the first time since I was either very little or for the first time completely through ever.
All right.
That heart thing scared me as a kid.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'll tell you what, it didn't live up to my memories. I was a little disappointed. But go ahead. Call of Duty MMO.
You skipped one. But okay, we'll go with that.
Go with that first.
Okay, so, yeah, Activision is just considering a Call of Duty MMO, which really, when you think about Call of Duty 4's multiplayer works, they're not that far removed from. You have leveling up, ranks, items, all you're missing is persistence.
I guess. I mean, there's still a lot. You have to add a lot of more intrigue, though, to justify it being an MMO, I think.
I think if they do it, I mean, I think I Infinity Ward, if they were actually to tackle this seriously, I think they could pull something very good off.
Maybe. I mean, I'm still skeptical. We've never seen this done before.
But it's good to see them. Planet Side.
It's good to see them pioneering. Well, what do you mean, look at Planet Side? Like, oh, yeah, look at Planet Side. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
No, it wasn't awesome. You thought it was awesome.
It was sweet.
You, captured a base one time, and it was sweet.
It was.
Okay, God, no. Not Planet Side. You need to do more than what Planet Side did.
All right. So we were right. Phil Harrison is at Atari.
We were right.
Well, we, the world at large.
We took a random stab at it, and my God, we're brilliant.
More appropriately, he is the president and directeur général délégué of Infogrames, based in Lyon, France. So,
I think most people would call this a step down.
Yeah, but really, he can't screw up.
I guess
nowhere
not.
To go but up for them.
Yeah, true.
So, good luck to Phil Harrison. You'll need it.
Who's like, so what, is Kaz like the big Sony guy right now?
Yeah, they didn't replace Phil, they just gave all his work to Kaz.
Kaz, hooray.
Ridge Racer.
Yeah, that'll never get old.
Nope.
I don't care what people say.
No, nope, never.
All right.
Regrettably, we don't own this game either, we really should, but Zach and Wiki got
We rented it.
Yeah, we did. It got a flash-based demo optimized for the Wii browser. So if you go to, I believe it's Nintendo of Europe's website, right. You can find the link to it there. So check it out. It's a neat little game.
It's a fun
game. People miss. I think it was very unfortunately named. And
yeah, what does that mean? Should have been like, they should have put the word pirate in there somewhere.
Yeah.
My problem with it was, I just don't like dying in adventure games.
Yeah, that's a problem,
and
too.
And then having to redo puzzles. But it was fun. It's still worth it.
Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Mario and Sonic DS has apparently sold
Mario
5
Sonic
million.
At the Olympic Games.
Yeah, it sold 5 million copies.
How's this crazy? What did you think it was going to do?
I thought it'd do okay, but that's a lot.
Because you think that these crappy mini game things, like, oh, they're only intrigue is because they're packaged with an extra controller and stuff like that. These things sell.
Well, this is Mario and Sonic on it.
And Wii isn't a name either, right? Can't just put...
We're not starting this again.
Because I'm right about it.
Fine. Okay, you know what? You're absolutely right.
That's right.
Moving on.
Wait, did you ever try Mario and Sonic DS?
Yeah, I did. It's actually not bad.
Okay, whatever.
So Sega and BioWare are holding an election for the name of the alien race in Sonic Chronicles, the upcoming DS RPG.
Let me go through these.
Okay.
The Blue Chaos.
I think it's Blue Chaos.
Oh, the Blue Chaos.
But it's like one word without the E in blue. It's weird.
That's stupid. The Crushers, no. The Dark Nood.
Like the Dark Hood.
Yes. The Dusk, the Gravitas, the Guardian. Well, shouldn't it be the Guardians? The Ice Boo.
Ice Bow.
The Psycor.
I like that.
And the Zoa.
I like Psycor.
I like Psycor Zoa.
Yeah.
Some of them are god-awful.
Yeah, like the Dusk.
Psycor's okay. Zoa's fine.
Yeah. Great. So that's our vote, Sega.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm actually going to bother to vote.
Right. A new Warhawk expansion is planned for April. We don't know anything about it, but it's coming.
I liked Warhawk.
Yeah, and the first expansion was pretty meaty, so good for them. Ziff Davis Media Group, which publishes EGM, Games for Windows Magazine, and owns 1UP.com, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
It's not bankruptcy, it's bankruptcy protection.
Protection, exactly. That's where a lot of people think it's like the end of all things. But Simon Cox, the president of gaming at 1UP.com, put up a blog post on 1UP if you want to go check it out. But he explains how it's just a way of them consolidating their debts. Basically, they gave all their debtors the option to kind of basically buy Ziff Davis, which they agreed to do. And really, if anything, it means things are going to get better for them because they'll have more income to work with. So, see what happens there. They just recently updated their servers and did all kind of stuff there.
Yeah, it must have been bad.
It's got some growing pains.
Well, I mean, you can't post on, like... the blog walls anymore without having to like do HTML coding for like paragraph breaks even.
Oh, that's fun.
It's really annoying.
I haven't done much
but that's
blog
just a
posting.
Little minor complaint. Go ahead.
Right. Well, GFW will have the cover story for the now confirmed Sims 3.
Yay.
Do you like The Sims?
No. I liked building houses in The Sims 1. I don't think I ever even played Sims 2.
My problem with The Sims 2 is, for such like a so-called casual game, it barely ran on my computer at the time. I think they made it a little too high-end. But this one, apparently the focus will be more, it almost sounds like what Simsville was supposed to be, more outdoors things and focus on an entire neighborhood.
Right, okay.
So it could be fun. I'm sure it'll do well. Something that's not doing well is Bully on the Xbox 360. Rockstar was, quote, horrified to find that the game has several severe cases of slowdown and write-up lockups.
But this is it's only on a minority of...
Well, they said that... They never saw it in Q&A because it only happens in older consoles, but then everyone else is like, I got my Xbox a month ago and it broke too. But a patch has been fast-tracked and should be out within a week. So hopefully they fix that. I mean, Rockstar's pretty good about putting out quality product. Say what you will about the content, but usually it works. So they should get this fixed.
I guess. It seems like a bit of a slip-up.
Yep. So you're excited about this. The Apple had the iPhone SDK press conference, and at that... we have confirmed Spore and Super Monkey Ball coming to the iPhone and iPod Touch.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I'm a little worried about how much it's going to drain my battery.
I think you'll be fine.
You think? I mean, battery goes pretty quickly already.
I don't know. Do you watch videos often on it?
No.
Probably about the same kind of drain.
Right. I mean, I'm just surf the internet drains pretty well.
Right. Well that's because you're using the Wi-Fi. Oh. That takes up a lot of power.
Okay.
So to no one's great surprise, Sony and Microsoft are now in talks for a possible Blu-ray drive for the 360, which, I mean, Microsoft said they'd do this when the whole thing started. If Blu-ray won, there's no reason they couldn't release an external drive. So we'll see if that ever pops up. Some people are speculating now, too, that they're going to drop the 20-gig drive, get a 60-gigabyte hard drive for the 360, and a SKU that has a built-in Blu-ray drive, which I don't see happening.
No. So it'll be like a PS3.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, that'll be a good thing, I guess. It would kind of seal some of Sony's thunder, because now you could get Blu-ray on the 360. Cause for them, I think it's still like a big marketing point.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see what happens. Well, would Sony then let Microsoft do that?
Well, it's not for them to choose. I mean, it's more than just Sony and the Blu-ray consortium.
I always kind of get
they're
that.
The majority at 20%, but, I mean, it's other companies, too.
Right.
So there's no reason they couldn't, as long as they pay the licensing fees. So we got a duo of Team Fortress 2 stories here. First, on the 360, a patch has been issued. It doesn't feature any of the class changes that have come to the PC version. Mostly just bug fixes and glitches. Valve has confirmed that in their upcoming patch is going to add some more enhancements to the Pyro. They are not going to go with the overhealer after all that was revealed for the medic.
What was the overhealer again?
Instead of getting the uber charge, it would have just healed you up to 200% of your health at the cost of not having an uber charge and an overshield. So Robin Walker confirmed this in the Valve forums. So I guess, you know, just not happening.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yep. Well, I guess I just mentioned the hard drive things for the 360. That news came from Trusted Reviews, I should mention, but I already said it. Okay, so I had originally wrote the story down that at Dreamcast.com, Sega was asking people to register their serial numbers to see if they still had Dreamcast. And then you got a yourserial@Dreamcast.com Gmail account. Don't do it. Apparently, Sega lost that domain like 2 years ago, and someone else owns it, and it's a phishing scam that like can possibly gain access to your Gmail account.
No.
Yeah, so nobody go do that, please.
Dang. I mean, everyone's reporting. It's like, hey, everyone.
Yeah, for like 3 days before anyone figured it out. Yeah, a lot of people have done it.
Go get a surprise.
Yeah, so don't do it.
There you go.
No,
I'm
glad
I'm lazy.
Yeah, me too. So originally, too, this is another story that changed. This European developer named Luc Bernard is working on this DS game that's basically it's about the Holocaust. The game's called The Only Escape. It's about a Jewish boy living in France during Nazi occupation, and he kind of imagines this fantasy land to escape from like all the oppression around him, and that becomes the basis of the game. Now, originally, it had been said that Nintendo refused to publish the game or even allow it to happen in North America, and that would be only in Europe. But then later, Nintendo said that they actually haven't even looked at the game yet, so I don't know how that came about. So, but, I mean, I kind of hope this game comes out because it sounds interesting. He's trying to make a serious attempt at art and a message in a video game.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
the game has no violence.
Well, what's the game, then?
I don't really know.
Wow. The game is coming to Europe?
It'll still come.
Well, you can
import
it,
yeah.
We'll see.
Speaking of Europe, the Xbox 360 saw significant price drops across the pond. The arcade unit, which was previously, the Pro unit, which was previously €350, is now down to €270. The Elite went from €450 to €370, and the arcade went from €270 to €200, which actually makes it cheaper than the Wii. So I wonder what this could mean for the Xbox and the European market. Apparently, Sony's feeling the pressure from this, too, so they might have to make a move soon. And I wonder how long it'll take before this happens in North America.
Well, is there a precedent for America following European pricing trends?
Typically, they all seem to follow each other. I mean, not strictly. A lot of it will have to do with readjusting economies, but the euro's doing pretty good. I mean, the American dollar's kind of falling faster and faster
every
day.
Let's not talk about the economy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, there you go. That's the news.
All right, then. Well, let's just go to best ever. We'll start a Smash Brothers talk.
Okay.
Because we're just gonna, I'm just like, what's your, I think last week we said, what character are you looking most forward to?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've played with about all of them, right?
Yeah, I have.
So which one do you like?
Let's see, my top characters. I haven't nailed it down yet, but I absolutely love Solid Snake. I think, like, he's way fun to play. I love just dropping mines, waiting for people to walk over to him and detonate them. I played an online match where I actually managed to get all three of the other people with one mine.
When you're doing it with more than two people, you can really confuse people because sometimes they don't see you doing it.
Right,
it's a bit harder to pull that stuff off when it's one-on-one.
One-on-one.
That's fun.
He's a lot of fun. I like his smash attacks, and his Cypher recovery is ridiculously
I like using good. his um, is kind of guiding missile because you can cancel it. Then it sort of
falls
down.
I didn't know that until you told me. That's awesome.
You can really use it to mess with people when they're recovering.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You say one you like.
Oh, well. I'm actually like Rob a lot more than I thought
I
would.
I played him in Subspace Emissary, and I was like, yeah, he's kind of slow and not really that good. But then you played me with him, and you trounced me.
Yeah, I mean, he's crazy. He's got some really high-impact moves. Plus, he does, like, a tombstone, basically. Yeah. That's one of his throws. Like a jumping tombstone. It was pretty intense. And he's got this charging beam thing that's pretty good. And he's pretty strong. Surprised.
Well, I'm also ridiculously enjoying Ike because
he's a
little powerhouse. He's a little on the slower side, but man, I mean, his 1-2-3 combo can knock you out.
Yeah, he could probably kill you with a smash attack at 40%.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, he is strong. I mean, he's carrying around a two-handed sword on one hand for fun. So yeah, he's ridiculous in a good way. I like Lucas.
And I haven't played him much.
A vast improvement over Ness.
You think?
Yes.
Even as Ness as he is in Brawl?
Yeah, I think so. He has better smash attacks, especially his up and A smash attack.
Mm-hmm.
Can really
that is powerful.
Yeah, can really deal damage. All around, everything's better for him, I think.
Also, I would say I really like Lucario.
Yeah.
It's like the good Mewtwo.
Kind of. I mean, really, the only move he has all that in common with Mewtwo is...
The energy ball thing.
Yeah, a lot of it's really different. But yeah, he's a good character. I like how he has that counter move. It's a double team.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Marth and Ike's counter. Mm-hmm. But it seems to work a little better. I think it has a longer period.
Yeah, but if you miss, it has a longer kind of cooldown to it, too.
Risk, reward, that thing. But no, I like Lucario. I agree with you.
All right.
But you know, overall, the characters in this game are much better balanced than they were in Melee. Mm-hmm. Melee, there's probably like... 5 characters I would say that you should play as if you want to be good.
Really, like, in this one, the only ones like I would say flat out avoid are like Bowser and Donkey Kong again.
Still not a fan of Ice Climbers.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, I got stuck with.
Yeah, fuck those two.
Yeah, I got stuck with them. We went to our
both did.
Yeah, we went to the GameStop tournament, our local one, and I got Ice
Climbers. Both of us got randomly assigned Ice Climbers. I killed myself in the first three seconds.
Characters, random stages, items on.
Random colors, and 1 minute, Wiimote and nunchuck controls.
Yeah, and 1 minute. Time
I had no idea what I was doing. I couldn't even find the damn jump button.
Our friend won, though. So, good job, Barry.
He goes to Ashtabula.
Oh, I have to thank Michael, too, because he bought me my copy of Brawl.
Oh, yeah. So, let's tell this story real quick. So, we all know whatever. It's good. So, we all know how we have been anticipating this game forever and ever. You know, first it was supposed to come out in December. It got pushed back to February. Then it got pushed back to March. And it's, you know, it seemed like this game would never come. So, we had it all reserved at GameStop, all three of us, Mike, Chris, and I. We're going to go to the midnight sale. 10 o'clock was the tournament. It was going to be a great night. And Ohio and got hit with this huge blizzard. And we actually got the phone call from GameStop that they pushed the tournament back to the next day and canceled the midnight sale and said be opening up at 9 o'clock the next morning. You called me. I believe your words were, this is the worst day ever.
How many days in this year? It was a leap year. How many days were in this year?
366, because it's a leap year.
Right. Okay, and how many of those days have we had weather so bad that a store had to close?
None.
We had one, actually.
Yeah, just that one.
God.
He had a friend of ours who was out that night getting off work, go to Walmart, which was open.
Yeah, the only place.
Picked up a copy for him there and then went to GameStop the next day and refunded his $20 pre-order.
Actually, I put the $20 on Metal Gear Solid 4 pre-order.
I thought you were putting on Final Fantasy VII.
You know, I thought about that. That might have been a better idea since that's coming out sooner, but I don't know. I could probably just buy that when it comes out. But, yeah, so that happened. Anyways, back to Best Ever Ring.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite stage yet?
A favorite stage?
I mean, I like Final Destination still a lot.
Yeah. I'm very much a fan of Shadow Moses, actually.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a little annoying. Like, you really need to kill him off the top unless you have those sides broken.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like. It changes back and forth between the two.
Right.
Kind
of. I like how there's nothing crazy that's going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
No outside interference, I would say. Metal Gears come out and they look cool. But like, that bothered, like some levels that would be cool, like the Halberd, the Kirby level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of gets ruined a little bit because you have that arm and lasers and stuff.
Although the Star Fox level is very
good. Star Fox level is cool, too. No outside interference, crazy backgrounds. Fire Emblem level is cool because no outside interference. I like those no outside interference levels. The Yoshi's Island level is really good this time, or Yoshi's Story, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's an Animal Crossing level. It's pretty simple. It's really cool. Good stuff like that. All right, then. Why don't we just go talk about the game in general now?
So you want to start off with the Subspace Emissary mode? I love it.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
some it's getting bagged in a lot of the reviews, but I think people, I think it's great.
People are kind of looking for something to. I don't know. I don't want to say people
are
looking
for agree. It's not like the absolute best platformer I've ever played. And yes, it's true. Some of the characters, just the way they move and jump, it's not well suited for it. But damned if it isn't fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's beyond playable.
Oh, totally. And I mean, the plot is so fun. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, but it's great. And there's not a single word of dialogue. And I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
It's very well directed.
People could use the word fan service, like, and use it, you know, negatively. But I prefer just saying it's fun.
Well, yeah, like, you'll see a lot of reviews will say, like, would this game really be that good if it wasn't for all the Nintendo characters? But the thing is, the Nintendo characters are there. That's why can't that be what makes this game good? That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, production values and the cutscenes are hilariously good. Not just hilarious, but they are hilarious at times.
And I'm, like, addicted to, like, finding the best sticker combinations for all my characters. Pro tip, did you know that while you're trying to fit the stickers, if you just try to get it in there and let it go, it'll automatically kind of shift the sticker into a spot if one exists.
Oh, I
kind of
notice.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there trying to, like, nudge these stickers, and, like, at one point I got exasperated and just
stopped. I love how obscure some of the stickers get.
When I got, like, the Commander Khan sticker.
Yeah, from Elite Agent.
And then the,
I got a Hotel Dusk
sticker. Yeah, the guy who's the owner of the inn at Hotel Dusk. I was like, oh, yes!
Did Nintendo make this? Man.
Yeah.
It's cool. I definitely like that stuff a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even little things, like, do you play a little coin launcher game you have to play to get more trophies?
No.
It's just this, like, you know, shooting game. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just there. It's, like, hidden almost. There it is. It's fun. You have the classic mode, like in the other ones. You have the event matches.
Right, I haven't gotten to those yet.
Those are fun. They even have some co-op event matches.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. The fun requirements, like, one of them is just summon a Landmaster. You automatically have your Smash ready.
I did do that one. Just because it looked like it was quick and easy.
Yeah.
But, I mentioned before, I did go online a bit with just random opponents. And the first time I tried to do it, I couldn't even connect to a game. It took forever. But lately, it's been connecting. And it's good. It's a little laggy. And I don't know if that'll get better as they get better servers and, you know, people, like, you know, the initial rush of people playing it.
Right.
But really, it's not that bad. It's really hard to do really finesse kind of things.
Right. I'm just a little confused of why I can play a game of, like, Call of Duty 4 with, like, 16 people and not have any lag.
I know. Well, there's differences in the way a shooter works from a fighter
and
everything.
I guess so. Yeah, I'm sure there's stuff I don't know.
But, like, yeah, I mean, like, you're not going to be, like, rolling up to guys doing these, like, pixel-perfect grabs and everything. But, I mean, as far as just getting in there and messing around and having some fun, it works very well. And what's good is, after you find your group of four people, it just keeps you in that group until you quit out, so you don't have to spend a lot of time between matches.
Yeah, that's cool.
They also let you, when you're battling with a friend, as we know, there's no voice chat or text chat, but you can put little messages to each taunt, so when you taunt, something pops up.
Yeah, Chris put a lot of fun messages on his. Mm-hmm. LOLOL, I pooned you, of course, that stuff. But, I mean, you know, it's probably the best Wii Online I've seen.
Oh, totally. Well, not hard to do, but...
Right, I mean, you know...
It is.
It tells you if your friend is online. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's
exciting.
Helpful.
Good stuff there. Oh, God, what else? Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
I really, really like it.
Yeah,
I
really like it.
Very much enjoying myself with it.
All right, why don't we... you play anything else this week interesting? I tried Professor Layton finally.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
I had a lot of fun with it. I really want to play it some more. When
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised, like, how good looking it is. I didn't know there would be, like, as much animation and voice acting.
Yeah.
It's, like, surprising. It's really cool.
Isn't, like, Professor Layton just a cool character?
Yeah, he is.
I like him.
Yeah, the whole game's likable.
It's very charming.
Like I said, it has that Triplets of Belleville art style.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's really a neat game. I would like to play more of it. I started playing just because I was like needed a DS game to play. I found like Chris's old copy of Mega Man ZX.
That's a good game.
It's good.
I rented it.
It's annoying to have to like walk everywhere.
The way they try to do like a kind of almost Metroidvania kind of thing going there.
Yeah, it's just not as it doesn't work as well.
Yeah,
but I mean it's fun enough. Like the sequel just came out. I don't know. I like those Mega Man Zero games.
Mm-hmm. They were good.
They were good. The third one was a little. Those games get tired, that's the problem. And I always like their solution to make a new series for Mega Man. They always just, like, skip. They always just make it 100 years in the future, you know?
Yeah,
Mega Man, and 100 years later, you got Mega Man X. Then you got Mega Man Zero 100 years from that. 100 years from that, you got Mega Man ZX. It's crazy. And Mega Man ZX, like, Mega Man, I mean, X and Zero are like spirit metal things.
Yeah, it's all very
It gets crazy.
Obscure, but
then Battle Network, that's a parallel universe with a lot of hacking.
Trying to keep track of all the net Mega Man timelines is kind of futile at this point.
You ever play any of those Mega Man Battle Network
games?
The
first one, and then after that, I was like, hey, these are all the exact same thing.
It was kind of, that was a pretty good game, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first one was fine.
I had fun with the second one, too. I just stopped after that. They made that 2D one.
On the GameCube. That was all right.
It was interesting. Well, that's an interesting tangent on Mega Man. What, did you play anything else?
Yeah, I finally figured out how to download the God of War Chains of Olympus demo for the PSP.
Because
I kept getting emails from Sony saying, like, it's on the PlayStation Store. I'm like, oh, sweet. So I go to the website, and it's not there. But apparently, you have to be signed in to see that it exists.
Oh.
And the PlayStation Store doesn't keep you signed in and always forget about that. I don't know why they do that. So after I finally figured that out, I was able to download it, and I was incredibly impressed with the game. Like, it manages to feel insanely epic, even though it's still on the PSP.
I really, really should think about getting that sooner.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, it has, you know, the now required gigantic monster you fight in the first level.
Right.
Very much like the Colossus of Rhodes in the second one. And it's neat. Like, you know, I go to this door to open it. It's like, you know, mash the circle button, open this door. Okay. And as I start doing it, the door busts open. And in walks this, like, you know, three times as big as me troll. And I'm like, oh, wow, cool. And just as this thing's about to hit me, this giant head comes in and starts eating the troll. And I'm like, ha, hi. So you had to start fighting this thing. And, you know, the controls are great. The analog nub actually kind of works.
Hmm.
Although I haven't had to use it yet in any of the QuickTime events. Like, you know, you have to do, like, half circles.
Yeah,
I heard that's problematic, and that doesn't exist in the demo. But, I mean, the graphics are phenomenal. Although, I wonder if this is the case in the retail version, because I haven't heard people complain about it, but there's a ton of slowdown.
Really?
Like, a lot of it.
Hmm.
So hopefully that's something that just doesn't exist on the UMD version, but
right.
it was pretty bad at some points.
See, my only problem is, do I want to play this, or do I want to play the PS2 port six months from now?
Ready at Dawn has said that will not happen.
I guess they never did a PS2 port for Daxter, huh?
Right, exactly. These guys, it's interesting, they said that they're done doing PSP games, which is kind of a shame,
because
they're like probably the best PSP developer out there.
I never even tried Daxter.
I did. I rented it. It was good.
Okay. You got the demo for Echochrome.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet because I had to update the firmware on my PSP, but the battery wasn't charged enough, so I got to still do that.
Yeah, I want to try that game. Man, geez, I don't think I play it. I mean, I've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, about to beat Subspace Emissary.
Yeah, me too. So probably be playing a lot more of that this week coming. I got to get back in the Lost Odyssey, too. I kind of fell on the wayside with it.
Oh, yeah. Fag, you got to beat that one.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I think it's here, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I have a safe file in my memory card in my pocket, so I'll maybe play it tonight.
Oh, do it. I'll make sure you do it. I'll sit there and watch you and make sure. Unless it's going to spoil something.
Well, right now I'm kind of in like a dungeon. So
okay, yeah. That's good.
Not much going on.
Right. I still have Persona 3. I still have a ways to go.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, that expansion pack they announced for Persona 3, the FES?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know how I said, like, before that it's going to read your save file?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently it's going to read your save file, and it'll take some stuff from it, like your Persona collection, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you can't just continue from where you
are. Oh, that's a bummer.
It is. It's kind of dumb. But I don't know. But it's hard to say. It's hard to say if I'm even going to want to play that much more Persona 3 after I just beat this.
Right.
God, the game's already huge. Okay. I guess that's it for our week in gaming.
Yep.
Why don't we talk
a
about...
good week.
Yes. Talk about the downloadable games.
Okay. The Wii only saw one game release.
And this was last Monday.
Yeah. Super Turrican, which apparently is okay. It's kind of a Metroid meets Bionic Commando made by Factor 5.
Yeah, I saw the videos. It looked interesting.
Apparently, though, there is a freeware homebrew open source project called Hurrican that you can play for free. So maybe check that out.
I always get level 5 and Factor 5 mixed up.
Yeah, it is confusing. Wait,
which one's
what? No, it is Factor 5. What did I say?
Well, I don't know. I forget. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I meant to say Factor 5. The guys who made Rogue Squadron and Lair.
Okay. I always get it mixed up.
Level 5 is Dark Cloud 2 and all that, right?
And Professor Layton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right, so Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network saw Rocket Men Axis of Evil released. Did you try this?
No.
It's basically, it plays like a twin stick shooter, but it's like an overhead, like action, like character action game.
I wish it was a Rocketeer game. That'd be awesome.
It's okay. It's cell shaded. It has like a kind of neat art style. I guess it's based off of a trading card game that Wizards of the Coast or WizKids, I think, makes it. And it has like these kind of comic book style cutscenes that are like half animated. And like sometimes the voice acting sucks, but other times it's genuinely funny. They have like some funny like kind of deadpan humor in it. Mm-hmm. Gameplay is okay. It's fairly basic, but you can check it out. They also put up a demo on the PSN, which is good, too, so everyone could check it out, at least.
Okay.
Flow came out for the PSP. I just never cared for that game at all. I played it on the PC before it was even coming to the PS3 and everything.
I never tried it.
I couldn't see paying $8 for it. They also released Ape Escape on the Loose for
the PSP.
Now,
what's Ape Escape on the Loose?
No
How many
idea.
Ape Escape games are there?
They've been pumping out a bunch of downloadable ones for the
one,
PSP.
And that's all I can remember, but I know there were, like, at least 10 more.
Yeah, the first one was so remarkable in that it was like the first game to really
That's
use
right.
both analog sticks.
I remember that. That was like the gimmick behind it. Like, mm-hmm. oh my god, two analog sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh
it
my
was okay.
god. Wait, that shit takes me back. Like, oh my god, two analog sticks. That's a big thing.
Yeah, I remember that. That was important.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, even the Dreamcast didn't have dual sticks.
Mm-mm.
That would have been a problem for them if they actually like kept going forward.
How's that? For the Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like if they were like to last to like
right.
say 2000?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I mean, not 2000.
Till
like 2006,
3, 4. I mean, all the twin stick shooters.
Right.
They did have what? Which one? They had one of those games on there. One of those shooting games.
Ikaruga?
No, not Unreal, but
oh,
yeah,
Quake 3 that you could play with PC players actually if you had the right patches. That
it
was crazy.
It kind of worked. I remember
yeah.
you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You used like
use the face buttons for movement and the analog stick to look, and then just right and left triggers to jump
right.
and shoot.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so GameTap.
GameTap. There's a game called Aces of the Pacific for DOS. I guess it's like a Wing Commander, but like with planes.
Okay.
Something called Port Royal 2. It's kind of like an economic
like
strategy game with pirates.
Is it like pirates?
No, not no. like Sid Meier. It's more like.
Is it more like Sea Dogs? No, because that's more like pirates.
No, it plays almost like Civilization, I think, but I don't think it's turn-based.
It's like that, what was that game that took place in, like, Cuba, and it was kind of like...
Tropico?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay.
Except more ship-based.
Okay.
And the Genesis version of Batman Returns,
we had
which
this, didn't
if,
we?
We had it on Super Nintendo, and if it's the same game, then it was, I mean, it was a basic kind of... You know, turtle style beat 'em up, but it was decent as
it
I
was
recall.
Decent.
We
it really,
played a lot
it was
of
a
it.
A very dark game.
Yeah,
everything was. Everyone who fought you were like scary clowns.
Yeah,
even though this was, you know, past the whole Joker thing. Okay.
Well, those were the bad guys that were in Batman Returns, the film. Remember?
No, I don't.
They blew up the Batmobile.
I don't remember that movie. Bleh.
Yeah.
If it ain't Batman Begins, I don't care.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about
the real games.
Yeah, the real games. Well, of course, on March 9th, we saw Brawl.
Yeah.
Brawl. So, you know, I'm sure everyone knows about that. March 11th, Condemned 2, Bloodshot, 360, and PS3.
This is getting some good reviews.
It is.
The first game was okay. I rented it. Nah. Chris really liked it.
Right. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, Rings of Fate. DS,
also, supposed to be pretty decent. Yeah. If only it had online multiplayer, I think it'd be like a no-brainer.
I'd rather play it with people in the same room.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather, but it'd be nice to have the option.
I guess. I really would like to try that. Especially, it doesn't have the bucket anymore, right?
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, the only reason the bucket was there was to solve the problem of how to keep everybody on the same screen.
Right, right. But, yeah, I definitely want to try
that.
On
the DS, it doesn't matter. You just have your own view.
Lost Empire Immortals, March 11th for the PC.
Some kind of strategy game.
Yeah, RTS. House of the Dead, 2 and 3 Return for the Wii, March 11th.
Could be fun.
I guess so. If I had that Nyko gun.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I don't know if anyone knows what the Nyko gun is, but it's this peripheral for the Wii that looks like a gun. And you put it's like better than the Wii plaster because it actually looks like a gun. And you come home one day, you're like, oh man, they have a used one at GameStop, you better go. So I go there. It's like this cheapest, stupid little orange plastic Wii blaster ripoff I've ever seen.
Well,
it was the stupidest thing.
It made it look like a gun. I didn't know what you're talking
about.
No,
you don't understand. It doesn't make it look like a gun. Do you think the Wii Blaster looks like a gun?
No.
This was just like that.
They said it was one-handed. That's the whole point,
I
thought.
Look like, no, you don't understand. Like, it looks like a gun.
Okay, well, I get
that
now. Spray
paint it black and it would be a gun.
Okay, well, now I know.
Christ. Okay. Wild Arms. XF. PSP. March 11th. What is... Oh, it's strategy?
It's kind of like a strategy RPG set in Wild Arms like with like a hex grid and everything.
So it's like Final Fantasy Tactics.
I guess, yeah.
With a hex-based grid.
Yeah, it's like the hexes where you move around instead of squares.
Interesting, okay.
Could be fun.
Pro Evolution Soccer 2008, PS3, March 11th.
This series has every year it has a good year and then a bad year.
Is this the good year or the bad year?
I think this is a bad year.
6.0, yeah. From GameSpot, I might add. Must not have bought enough advertising space.
Well, they got it got a 7 on the 360, though.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What the heck is that? This is also winning 11?
Yeah, it's the same. Pro Evolution is what it was always called in Europe.
But now they're finally calling it Pro Evolution?
So, yeah, they just started calling it. Because I think it got to a point where it would have been like winning 11-11.
Oh, well, why not just call it winning 11-2008?
I don't know.
Okay, Imperium Romanum, March 11th, PC.
Kind of Roman strategy game.
Wasn't there one called Rome?
Yeah. Okay. Civ Rome, actually.
Okay. 13th Century, Death or Glory, PC, March 12th.
Another strategy game.
Finally one that takes place in the Middle Ages.
Age of Empires 2 was awesome for that.
I was being sarcastic, you know.
Oh.
An RTS in the Middle Ages.
There's not a ton of them.
Are you sure? Think harder.
Yeah.
Okay. Seven Kingdoms, Conquest, PC, March 7th. This looks familiar. Did I talk about this before?
It's possible.
Well, let's just not bother with it. Sudden Strike 3, Arms for Victory, PC, March 10th. World War II thing. You know, World War II. Right. Flat Out, Head On, PSP, March 11th. What? This sounds
Flat Out,
too.
It's kind of like the hick version of Burnout. Sorry if I just offended any hicks out there.
What was the game that... Was that Flat Out 2, Hot Import Nights?
No, that was Juiced 2, Hot Import Nights.
I remember Hot Import Nights. Ratchet and Clank, Size Matters, PS2, March 11th.
This is the PSP game, so apparently size does matter.
Ooh.
Burn.
I bet you heard that somewhere else.
No, I just made that up. I looked down the list and I came up with it. I was waiting.
Right.
And then there's also Pro Evolution on PS2, and that got 7.5.
So this one's better than the 360 version. I wonder what that's about.
Weird.
Okay. Now what? How can the PS2 version be 1.5? Points better than the PS3
well,
version. Interesting.
I think it was the case last year, too, where, much like Madden, the PS3 version was just graphically inferior. Maybe that's the case again. They just didn't fix it.
Right. Well, on 4-on-1, we got the Six Axis Report by Mark Samella. He's talking about Gran Turismo 5 Prologue. They announced a lot of info about it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's going to have some more tracks and cars in the Japanese version.
Yeah, it's still... $40 for a big, but it's nevertheless
no,
a demo.
It's more of a game than you think, AJ. Yeah. Trust me. All right, the top 10 best things about Brawl. Let's see, Derek Robbins in the 10th hour. Let's see. Number 10, not too many third-party characters. I agree with this, because like some people, as soon as like we heard Snake, some people were like, oh, put Cloud in there, and put Sora in there, and put Master Chief in there, you know?
Yeah, you get too many, and it's not a Nintendo game anymore.
Yeah, you can't take it too far. 9, removal of Melee's advanced techniques.
Like what?
Well, there's no more wave dashing. Remember wave dashing?
What's wave dashing?
You don't know what wave dashing is? It was this crazy thing where you could, if you jumped like just a little bit, and you know how in Melee you used to be able to air dodge in a direction?
Uh-huh. Oh, you can't do that?
Now in Brawl you just air dodge.
Okay.
Well, then you air dodge downwards into the direction you wanted to go, and the timing had to be very exact. You would kind of glide across the stage a little bit. If you kept doing it, you could move much faster than you really could.
That sounds way too complicated.
Right. Well, that's
like, was that intentional, or was that like a glitch that people started using?
It's a glitch. But the thing I don't understand is people, and there's a lot of other things like this, and there's two camps. There's people who think that this stuff shouldn't have been like even allowed in tournaments because they're glitches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Derek kind of falls in that camp. But I always feel like, I mean, it's not, like, easy to pull off.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I can't do it properly yet, too. I can get it sometimes.
Right.
But I can never, I mean, if these people can do it, I say more power to them.
Yeah, seriously.
And, I mean, he brings up the point, though, people are going to find, you know, things about Brawl.
Oh, that, yeah, I'm sure there will
be
something.
You know, to take advantage of.
Totally.
Okay, but number 8 is most everything has a co-op option, yeah. That's
Amen.
True. I need to try some Subspace Emissary co-op.
Well, we can do that when we're done.
Well, not right now. Later. I'm going to beat it for a single player.
Oh, okay.
Well, what? I'm not going to let you beat the game with me after all that.
Why not?
No.
We're at the same point.
No.
Fine.
Ability to send pictures and videos, number 7, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fine. I haven't done it.
Number
really
six
yet.
Is Sys Trophies. Well, I don't play with items.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just Sys Trophies are just Pokeballs with not Pokemon in them, really. Right.
But I give Derek points for also saying that Little Mac should have been a real character.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone could get in favor with. Oh, those kids at the tournament who said he should. Chris was like yelling at them.
Yeah, Chris was like, he should have been a character. And somebody was like, no, what's he going to do? Punch? I'm like, well, what else? Why not?
What's Ike going to do? Swing his sword around?
Number five, Stage Creator. Yeah, you know.
I haven't used it yet. I'm going to play with that more this week.
Number four, the soundtrack. Yeah. Oh, 200 Songs of Awesome.
They got to put, these CDs out, an actual OST.
Be a big
That's fine.
I mean, the soundtrack could be number one for me. It's so good. Number three, Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah,
agreed.
It's fun. Number two, Subspace Emissary. Yes.
Also agreed.
It. Number one is Online Play, which is nice. Could be better, I guess, but, you know, we love our online play.
I like how when you're waiting, they let you kind of hit around the punching bag a bit rather than just sit there waiting for like a loading screen.
Right. Yeah, that is kind of cool. That's a nice
touch. It's good, too, because it lets me like just refresh myself with all the moves and characters real quick.
James McGee, the game plan, he's talking about best video game villains ever. Mm-hmm. Part three, talking about Sephiroth this week.
Very good.
What else? Do we have anything interesting here? Going 8-Bit by Jacob Lopez. He's talking about Nintendo fixes. Back when you can still buy NES games. What's this? Wait a second. What do you do when you don't work? You go 8-Bit. Do you know what he's talking about?
Back in the NES days, everyone had their own trademark moves to get their system working when it coughed up. Oh, like blowing into the cartridge.
Oh, okay. What's that kind of thing?
I had a thing that I called as a kid the AJ headache, where I put the game nut in all the way so that by pushing it down, that depressed the game in, and it seemed to work.
Wait, what'd you call it?
The AJ headache or something stupid like that.
You had a name for it?
Well, because I hit the head of the cartridge and gave it a headache and it started working. I was like 7.
You had
I don't
a
know.
Name? What the hell is wrong with you? You had a name for it? Like a technique when you were 7?
Why not?
How do you get statistical warrior?
Oh, like you haven't done things like that when you were a kid.
I have not named techniques after myself. I can honestly say that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's the whole show.
Yeah, we're going to go play Smash Brothers. It was just a chore to stop playing the game and record this.
I think I turned off my microphone for just a second.
Then. Whoops.
But, I'm playing Smash Brothers, so I'll see you all.
He already turned off his mic. Bye.